And now the game where we ask famous people questions they've never heard before. It's called Not My Job. Tiki Barber was one of the great running backs in NFL history, and then at the height of his fame, he walked away to become a TV personality. He's now a correspondent with NBC's The Today Show and has written a new workout book. Tiki Barber, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So you played running back, you played football in the NFL for 9 years.
10 years.
10 years, excuse me. Most famously, of course, with the New York Giants.
Yep.
And one of the amazing things about you, in addition to your level of success, was that your twin brother was out there playing as well, Rondé.
He is still playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And so I'm not sure, he's a defensive player. Did you ever play against him?
We did play against each other five times exactly.
So did it ever happen that you were running down the field, you were in an open field run, you're on your way, and the only person standing between you and the end zone was your own twin brother?
Never that dramatic, but that would have been a good movie. But yeah. We did come in contact a couple of times, and he tackled me once, and the other time I ran through him.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
And was there much various taunting around the
fan? Oh, there was so much trash talking. In fact, one time he tackled me. I was already getting tackled. He came up and he put his elbow into my face and said, and I said to him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to make it look good." You know, because that's like a big story. When twins tackle each other, people think it's cool. See, they're really playing the game. They really care about the passion of it. But he just wanted to make it look good. So the next year I had to run him over, and I don't think he appreciated it.
No, I guess not. But he's your brother. He's used to it.
Of course.
Whenever we get to talk to professional athletes, we're always curious about the secrets of the game. In your case, we really want to know, what do you guys talk about in the huddle?
You honestly want to know?
I really want to know.
We talk about the people in the front row of the stadium. So if you ever get tickets, don't ever sit in the front row.
Really? Really?
Absolutely. Especially if it's warm outside and the clothing is minimal. That's what we talk about.
I got to ask you this. I apologize in advance, but you played for the Giants for many years.
Yes.
You walked away at pretty much at the height of your career. You said, "Hey, I want to walk away when I can still walk." And then the very next season, they won the Super Bowl. How did that feel watching?
You know, honestly, I was a big fan of the team even after I retired because I walked away and I didn't look back, and I never regretted. Those guys, they accomplished something phenomenal. And if you watch that game, you realize that this is why you watch sports, to see something so unfathomable and unpredictable against what a lot of people were calling the best team in the NFL. But I always say life is about timing. It was great timing for me on a personal level to get into my next profession. Maybe not so much for football, but it was great for me in my life and personally in my quality of life.
Did you feel like pulling a Brett Favre and saying, "No, I was just kidding, let me back, no"?
Did you hang out with the team at the Super Bowl? Did you spend the week there with them?
No, Coach Coughlin had them in lockdown. They were like on an Indian reservation, you know, 40 miles outside of the city. They didn't see anybody, except for one party took place at the hotel that they were staying at. Can you guess which one it was?
No.
The Playboy party.
Oh, of course.
Oh. But the night before the game was at their hotel, and then none of them got to go.
Oh.
As I retired,
that's
guess
cool.
Who got to go?
You got to go.
You've been living, you made this wonderful and practically seamless transition to TV. Obviously, you're on
it's
the
It's all an illusion.
Really?
Yes.
You were on the Today Show. You did a great spot as a guest judge on Project Runway.
That's absolutely right.
Because you're known as a bit of a clothes horse, if I may.
Just because my wife works for Zinnia, Airman Agildo Zinnia, and so I have nothing in my closet but Zinnia, and literally it's like your animals. You know, when I wake up in the morning, my clothes are laid out. I look great every day, but I have no claim to it.
Now you've written a fitness book.
Yeah.
A workout routine. And I got to ask, because we all have seen the TV commercials and we've all seen the ads.
You can't get fit in 10 minutes, buddy.
That's the question.
You can't do it.
Because these models are standing there and they say, 30 minutes a day. And you're like, come on, those models spend 5 hours a day.
Exactly. And that's what we try to espouse in this book, is that old fashioned is the new fashion. It's 15 minutes won't get it done. Looking at the pretty people and thinking you're going to get into shape just by osmosis doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You have to really put your mind into it and commit to it. And physically lift a lot of weight, especially as a guy, that is, to lift a lot of weight in order to get strong and have this functional strength that's good for you.
Right.
And for women, it's different. A lot of women think that when they lift weights, they're going to get bulky, but genetically, their shape difference and their hormones are much different than men's hormones. So they gain muscle, but their fat covers it and makes them look shapely.
Wow. So let me ask you a question.
You ever try using wind resistance?
You know?
How about flesh-eating bacteria?
Is that like jumping out of an airplane?
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
With a staph infection?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you are in a particular bit of, you're in a position to offer some advice to the president-elect, and we know he listens, of course. And so I want to ask your opinion. As everybody knows, President-elect Obama is very attached to his mother-in-law, mm-hmm. who is very close to his family and looks after his children. In fact, she's coming with them to Washington.
That's a good thing.
And that's what I was going to ask you, because you actually lived with your in-laws for a period of time.
I still live with my in-laws. My mother and father-in-law lived with me, and they have since the day that my first son, AJ, was born. And I got to tell you, it's been a godsend, because when we go out and keep our social life on occasion, we don't have to worry who's home with our kids. And and my wife is half Vietnamese, half Korean, so my kids are half Asian, half Black. And they get the benefit of two cultures. One, my culture, African-American culture, but also the Asian culture, where you learn to take care of your own.
Do you have any pitfalls you want to advise the president-elect to avoid?
Stay away. Let mother and mother-in-law do their thing.
Right.
there's this whole mantra with husbands and wives. There's certain fights that you don't fight with your wife.
Yeah.
Well, there's really certain fights you don't fight with your mother-in-law.
Right. Well, Tiki Barber, we are delighted to have you with us. Now, we have invited you here to play a game that this week we're calling...
Happy Birthday, Mickey. I said, Happy Birthday, Mickey. That rodent's deaf as a post, too.
This week, Mickey Mouse celebrated his 80th birthday.
Wow.
It's true, and we thought we'd celebrate by asking you three questions about his history.
Wow.
Answer two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their home answering machine.
Okay.
Carl, who is Tiki Barber playing for?
Danae Kamink of Seattle, Washington.
All right, ready to play?
I am, I think.
First question. Now, you've probably heard that Steamboat Willie was the first Mickey Mouse short, mm-hmm. but it wasn't. It was only the first one to be widely distributed and the first one in sound. Mickey Mouse made his actual debut in what silent short film? Was it A, Hooch Mooch, in which Mickey gets into a bottle of bathtub gin and gets all nutty? Was it B, Plain Crazy, in which pilot Mickey tries so hard to kiss an unwilling Minnie Mouse that she jumps out of the plane? Or was it C, Bushed by Bushmen, in which Mickey is chased by amusing native, quote, savages in Africa?
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B, Plain Crazy?
Yes. Yes.
You're right. That's true.
Nice.
In the short, in the short, Mickey builds his own plane and gives Minnie a ride, but it's all an excuse to sort of get into the quarter-mile high club, if you will. And Minnie is having none of it, jumps out of the plane. Next question. As you probably know, the Walt Disney Company is extremely protective of their trademark on Mickey and his friends. In fact, they once successfully sued whom to protect Mickey's image? Was it A, Good Godmother Daycare in Hallandale, Florida, which had the temerity to paint Mickey on one of its walls? B, 16-year-old Courtney Esposito of Ann Arbor, Michigan, who did a Minnie Mouse routine in the talent portion of the Miss Teen Michigan contest? Or C, Pan's Pets of Arcata, California, which offered a special breed of Mickey Mouses to feed to people's pet snakes.
I'm going to say C.
You're going to go C, Pan's Pets of Arcata?
Yes.
No, actually, it was Good Godmother Daycare.
Really?
Yeah, they painted Mickey Mouse, a couple of other Disney characters in the walls. Disney came and said, no, you're not allowed. They had to take them off, and Universal Studios happily donated some of their characters for the publicity. All right, this is very exciting.
It's opportunistic of them.
Oh, yes.
What did Universal donate? Like the shark from Jaws?
Something like that.
Frankenstein.
That daycare center became a nightmare.
Mommy, I don't want to go.
The guy with the hockey mask is on the wall.
All right, this is very exciting, Tiki. It's a dramatic situation.
Where's Mickey?
This is fourth and inches. Here we go. Game's on the line, man. Game's on the line.
The problem is they put Brandon Jacobs in this situation.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, sir. They're giving you the ball. Here we go. Last question. Get this right, you win. Sometimes Disney is powerless to prevent people from misusing Mickey, which is why somewhere in the world at one point you could have found which of these. A, a temple on a Pacific island in which Mickey is worshipped along with other icons and idols.
Oh, that's definitely it.
B, a Mickey... Oh, hang on, though. Two more choices. B, a Mickey lookalike created for the official Hamas TV station to urge young viewers towards jihad. Or C, a huge snow Mickey created every year for small arms target practice at a Russian military base in Antarctica.
I think it's B.
You're going to go for B?
I think it's B.
Hamas Mickey?
Yes.
You're right.
I think I actually told the story.
You're right. His name was Farfour. He was a Mickey clone, right down to his white gloves and round black ears. He appeared briefly on Hamas TV, urging young viewers to liberate Jerusalem. Carl, how did Tiki Barber do in our quiz?
Peter, he had two correct answers, so Tiki wins for Danae K. Mink of Seattle, Washington.
Well done.
Wow. Danae, I'm sorry. My apologies.
No, you did it. You did it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. My apologies.
But she wants Carl's voice on her answer.
No, we don't force this upon them. At least we don't do that anymore.
That's the early days.
Yeah. Tiki Barber is a correspondent for NBC's Today Show. He's the author of the new book, Tiki Barber's Pure Heart Workout. He also was a Pro Bowl running back for the New York Giants. Tiki Barber, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Tiki. You guys are fun. I appreciate it.
We had a fun time with you. Thanks a lot, Tiki. Bye-bye.
Be good.
They call little Mickey Mouse. Got a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's the horse's Winnie is my little Minnie Mouse. When it's feeding time for the animals,